Good evening. It is Monday. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Mike Peterson. Well, the FBI releasing its 2015 hate crimes list, finding that hate crimes against Muslims is up 67%, but there's a group that has 10 times more hate crimes against it every year. We'll find out what that group is and what's being done about it. Also, we'll talk about what Donald Trump said last night on 60 Minutes. He did talk about Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, and he said there are two provisions he wants to keep. He wants to keep the pre-existing conditions provision, which allows people with those conditions to get insurance. And he also wants to allow young people up to the age of 26 to have insurance under their parents. We'll hear from a man that's both a physician and a health insurance expert to tell us, get his take on that. But first, who do we have? Brad. Brad Jacobson joins us. State Representative Brad Jacobson. I want to talk about the bills just passed allowing autonomous vehicles on our roads without any humans behind the wheel. Brad, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Happy to be with you.
Yeah, I should know that you're also the chair of the House Communications and Technology Committee. And I'm curious, what did you think of the election, by the way, how things went down?
Well, I think everybody was a little surprised at the way it turned out. I'm very pleased overall that we were able to maintain majority in the House, and we should be able to continue along and keep Michigan on the right track and keep growing jobs and improving our economy.
Do you think Donald Trump helped bring out Republicans for the House election also then?
I think so. I think there was some of that sway. I think the general prediction was that the House, there would be a couple of Republican seats lost, and turns out we gained one Republican seat, lost one, so we're net right where we were.
Were you a supporter of Trump all along? Or?
No, I was a Kasich supporter when he was still in it. I used to tell my friends he was the only adult on stage when they were having some of the debates. But I think Mr. Trump, although he sticks his foot in his mouth sometimes, I have to say, like most successful people, they surround themselves with successful people to help them get their mission accomplished. So I look forward to him making a lot of good appointments and seeing the country move forward.
Yeah, we see all these rallies. How are your Democratic colleagues doing in the House, would you say?
We really haven't had that much discussion on it. I think everybody, Washington's very different from Lansing. We get along quite well in Lansing, so I look forward to Michigan keep moving.
Really, that's interesting. That really you feel well. Then again, you are in the majority and you run the city. Do you not?
The city.
Well, in a sense, in terms of state politics, as Republicans, there's no real no issues. There's not a contentious relationship there. Would you say? Is that because you're a majority? Is that the primary reason?
That certainly probably doesn't hurt, but I think with the last couple with Speaker Bulger and Speaker Cotter now, we've been very very open to having open discussion with both sides of the aisle, being allowed to speak and state their mind on the floor and during discussions, unlike some of the past times where members weren't allowed to speak in the minority party. Now everybody's got, I think there's a lot of mutual respect right now.
Talking to Republican State Representative Brad Jacobson, it was the autonomous vehicle bills, I think four of them got through. Now, were they all bipartisan on the vote?
Yes. Yes, they were almost all unanimous. We had two representatives voted no in the House, one in our Comtech committee. I think at least for the one individual, when I talked to them about their no vote, they just said they just weren't ready for this new technology. Didn't feel comfortable having technology have so much control over our lives.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it is a brave new world, so to speak, and we're moving forward. I want to make sure that people, at least initially, are paying attention to what the vehicles are doing when they're in there. Mm-hmm. But that was some of the stuff we put into the bills, was to make sure that those companies that are providing the technology do adequate testing and still maintain liability if, by some chance, God forbid, something tragic happens, that they know they're liable.
Okay, which companies are we talking about here?
Well, you know, whoever it might be, whether it's Google or Uber or General Motors or Ford or whatever company comes forward, mm-hmm. putting that technology on the car, either the self-driving or the driver assist.
So these bills, what is it that they're changing? What's going to be happening on our roads as of the time the governor signs this?
The legislation we have currently that's in effect right now allows for testing of vehicles. These bills we've just passed will allow for the next step for implementation and actual use of these technologies on the road.
Okay, so you're saying testing is on the streets, you mean? Or?
Yep. Before they've been able to test them in the past. Mm-hmm. We've changed the legislation, so not only will they be able to test them when they feel that there's adequate technology behind it, uh-huh. and they're safe and they're ready to roll out, that they'll be able to do that.
So how soon are we going to see that in Lansing, would you say, where we're going to be driving down the road and there's going to be an autonomous vehicle next to us with nobody in the car?
We may see a test vehicle within 6, 8, 10 months, perhaps. I don't think we'll see a regular... I don't think it'll be a common occurrence for a number of years yet, mm-hmm. but it's not too far away.
Now, Brad Jacobson, by the way, with a state representative, also the chair of the House Communications and Technology Committee. Were you the primary committee then running the bills? Or
They came over from the Senate. Most of them were Senator Kowal was involved with them primarily during most of the development. Then they were sent over to the House, and we passed them through our committee a few weeks ago.
Okay. Do you have any concerns about this at all? Or?
You know, not really. You know, they've been doing testing. Tesla's been doing this for a while. They've had a few things. Here again, to point out, theirs are driver-assisted cars that they've been testing and working with that have been on the road, as opposed to the completely autonomous vehicle. I believe it was Uber or Google, forgive me, I don't remember which, has been doing them in the Pittsburgh area for a number of months, where they have a technician actually sitting in the driver's seat, but he's just there in case something happens. Mm-hmm. And those tests have been very successful. Yeah. The guy's just sitting in the car to make sure that anything doesn't happen.
The time of humans then working for Uber, is that ticking down at this point?
You know, it's an interesting question, because Uber and Lyft and those fleet driving vehicles is the new thing, but they're almost putting themselves out of business, perhaps, because they are moving more towards the driverless technology.
Brad Jacobson, state representative from Oxford, also chairs the House Communications and Technology Committee. Brad, great to have you. Thanks for joining us on WILS.
Thank you. My pleasure. Have a good evening.
You too.